That's right. We are up to Dav Chof Aleph, Amud Aleph. We're middle of the discussion of Zenene v'Zeloy Chasa. So the question is, what I pay? Do I pay because I had ano? Do I pay because it cost you money? There is a machlekes reshinim. So let's say I have a non, it costs you money, I have to pay you. But what do I pay you? Do I pay you as much as you lost, or do I pay you as much as I had? Because the conclusion of the Gemara is Zenen of Zeloy Chasr, I don't have to pay you. If it doesn't cost you anything, I don't have to pay you. So L'Chayda, it sounds out the main thing that I'm paying you is not for the Hanah, it's for the Chasr. So if Zenen of Zeloy Chasr, what do I pay? Chasr is $50, but my Hanah is worth $200. What do I have to pay you? So we'll see in a second case. So the Gemara Vayitzed, Av Chafal Amar Aleph. So the Aser of Arhuda passed away, but his son said that my father said in the name of Rav that Zen Nen of Zelah Chosa doesn't have to pay. But also, if you rent a house from Reuven, Milas Chal Shimon, you got to pay money to Shimon. Why in the world should you pay money to Shimon if you rent it from Reuven? This is what he meant to say. Nimtza habaya shel Shimon. You rented from Reuben. Turned out to be the house of Shimon. I mean, Shimon had no idea you were renting the house. So this is a case of Zenende. Vezel loy chasad. Is mailel is chal, you got to pay money. Pretty much a tati. You just contradict yourself. First you said Zenende vezel loy chasad, you potter. Then you give me an example with Zenende vezel loy chasad, you have to pay. And for the Gemara, hode kaima la agra, hode loy kaima la agra. What we said, Zenende, you don't have to pay, is Zenende vezel loy chasad. But in this case, even though Shimon didn't know that you were there, but he's a chassid because he was looking to rent it out. And now he couldn't. He didn't realize he couldn't rent it out because you were there already. So the Zenen is a chassid.
When you're renting for Reuven, what's true? Reuven is just.
He made believe he was the owner.
We
learned Amr Khibarav Namarav, Rakhirav is the name of Rav. I'm not the same Amr Khibarav Namarav, who in the name of Huna, Hador Bechatzah Chavedish, Lemedite, if you live in the chatz of your friend. Without their knowledge, if you live in the chatz of your friend without their knowledge, you don't have to pay them anything.
That's assuming that it's not
there for rental. Then he says, if you're renting a house to somebody in the city, you have to pay money to the owners. Bailim Avidatai, you want to pay money to the owners? Nim to Lebayim, tell me they were owners. You have to pay them. Again, you're contradicting Zenez al-Khosa. You do have to pay, you don't have to pay. The case that Bayim is talking about where they is meant to be rented, so there's Zenez al-Khosa. We're still talking about the same subject. If you live in the chutz of your friend Shalom Medaita, ain't tzadik lahalas chasa. All of these opinions are saying that Zenen of Zelechasa, you are potter. Why? But another reason. You know why you have to be chasa? Because not only is Zelechasa, I'm actually benefiting you. It says in the Pasig, Vishi'iyo Yukasha, an empty house, there's a demon that comes in and wounds it. So by me living in the house, I scare away the demon. I once saw this demon, and this demon is staked via ox. Dangerous. You got all excited talking about demons.
This morning on the news, there's a guy in New Zealand who's got an empty house with a for sales for rent sign.
He's Potter. So we're up to that Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, about right in the middle of the page. The first line is Lay. The Gemara is just being different. The Amorim would say the same thing. Zen Nen is El Chos is Potter. And now the Gemara is saying another reason is because when the house is vacant, the demons take over. Because there's a pasuk that Vishi'iyah Yukashar, there's a Shia's name of a demon whose name is Shia, and it knocks in the house, but nobody lives in. Another reason is when you're living the house, you paint it, you maintain it. So even though you're there for free, you're actually taking care of the house, taking care of the upkeep. So there's a mailah having in the house. It's not only zanet lechosid, there's actually a benefit to the balabas as well. My benai with chilek is leaving a house desolate, the demons take over, or if you're in the house, you're aware what's missing. Let's say it's a warehouse that's being used for logs and straw. And if it's being used for logs and straw, so therefore, are you really benefiting or not? So that, what is it? So in this case over here, there's no problem of a demon there because it is being used. So demons don't come into a place that is being used. On the other hand, it's not considered living there that you actually look around in a warehouse. You leave it go. You're not maintaining it. So therefore, you're not benefiting at all. Okay. So if the reason is she, you're not benefiting the house at all. But if the reason is because you're not benefiting the house, because anyway, there's no demons. If the reason is because you're maintaining it, you are benefiting because the guy leaves the wood, doesn't really look at it well, but the guy moved in and lives there will look at it and will notice all the cracks and everything else. I hook up with a person, the Bonaf, they asked me, he wants to build a palace on top of a heap of garbage from Yisraelim, and demanded that they should either leave and pay the value of a palace to these Yisraelim. Does that mean, it's a garbage tip. So then we're going to rent out a garbage tip. So Lucheda and Rav Nachman get the man of the pace. Then there's other chaser. Why? Says Gemara, who me called Karmanoi ever died there. There's a nation called Karmanoi. They used to live in this place. Or there were people there who were actually paying a small rent. The Yovel Yasvid of Amur, they were paying a small rent. So Rav Nachman collected them. Amalei Zil Faisunli Yasvid. Go and ask them forgiveness and whatever, and find out how much to pay them. But Loi Ashgit Chadidin ignored him. Agber Rav Nachman after Menei made a palace. From here you learn out that Zenin. Here's the case in the chaser. I don't pay you commensurate to the chaser. I pay you commensurate to the nana. So if your chaser was $50 and my nana was $100, because I usually rent in a different neighborhood where your rent is $100, I got to pay you $100, not the amount of the chaser. And we learn from right here, because even though there's only how much money you think these Karmanoim paid.
So if they moved into the rubbish tip.
That's it.
They're paying
$10 a month. If they normally pay $10 a month rent, sorry, the chaser is $10. And you normally pay $100. Yes, you pay $100.
Yeah, but even though you might not, in other words, we're in a neighborhood where you're renting, you pay $100. But something that's less, you pay only 50. You wouldn't pay 100.
Yeah, but I'm charging, let's say, 50. Well, the chos over here is that he cannot rent it out to somebody else. He rents it out to people called Kamanoim. Mm-hmm. Kamanoim normally pay $25 a month. That's what they can afford.
But you pay the guy with the hanod.
But he exactly. So, but I would rent to a person like you. Well, you're not a Kamanoi. I would rent to you for $100.
Oh, okay. So in other words, the rent could be $100.
That's right. Okay, let's get more. Kate said, Michelle Lemonella, you pay what you don't know that you had. Omar Rav says, Rav, Uwe Mach Zeres, Rav says that you pay. Okay, we just said that Shen Bishus Rav is Potter, but the Mishnah says you still have to pay the amount of Hano you had. Says Rav is talking about a case where Mach Zeres, the animal turns his head around from the main street to the side, let's say, and eats the fruits there. Then you pay. Why? Because even though you're still standing in the street, you still have to pay the hanor that you had. Shmuel says, no, I feel the marzer, not potter. Shmuel said, the marzer is potter since the animal is still standing in the middle of the street. So therefore, it's still shen. It's still considered your potter, even though the animal turns its head around to the side. Since the animal, the bulk of the animal standing in the street is considered like the animal sitting in the street, and therefore it's shen, and you're a potter. Rav holds that even though the animal is standing in the street, since it turns its head around and it's eating from the side, it's like from the Nizik's property. So therefore, you have to pay. And Shmuel says that no, that Marzeres is potter. Because the animal is still in the street, so Shem Bishra's animal is potter. Well, Shmuel, Heichish Meshkachel de Mechayiv. So according to Shmuel, whenever is an animal chayiv at all in the street, Mashinenis, the Kigoyin de Shovkel Rechava. If the animal, the entire body of the animal, left the main street, it went to the side and actually stood there. If it went to the side and stood there, that's already no longer, what is that? According to Rashi, that's already keren, since it's not normal for an animal to do that. Therefore, it's no longer like, you can argue either that it's no longer like Rishus Rabim, or you can learn that it's like keren, it's not normal, and therefore you pay chatzinezik. What happened? The animal is in the middle of the street and turns its head around and eats from the side, nibbles from the side. The Rav says, because it's no longer Shen, it's no longer Shus Rabim, because it's never Shus Yochid. I don't care about animals primarily standing in the Shus Rabim. Shmuel says, Potter. And Shmuel says, Potter, why? Because it's still Shus Rabim, the animal standing Shus Rabim, and you're a Potter. And Shmuel, Mashalem, is Mashazika, Hechem, Mashkachla, when do you pay the damage that he made? The Mechayev, again, Shavkul Rochav, also coming to the Chavah, left the main street and stood in the middle. Moshe Rav Nachman, Yitzchak Nachman, he has a question. The next part of the Mishnah says in Mipesach knows if the opening of the store, what happened was they used to take the shutters down and put it out in front of the store and you put out all the wares, which is still in the Shusrabim. So if the animal ate from the opening of the store, Mishalemis Mashanenis, you pay only the amount that you had on Noah because it's still in the Shusrabim.
It's like you see nowadays, the fruit store puts out a whole stand of fruit on the footpath.
Exactly. However, today they have a license for it. You can't just do it.
Roadside, what do you call curbside trading?
Yeah. Mishalem is mashanenis. You're paying the amount that you have enough. So, in other words, it's not. How do you find it? Pshita b'marzeres. It must be talking about a case where the animal turns around and sideways, and therefore. Realistically, how's it talking about? The animal doesn't walk. There's no real room for the animal to walk there. So the animal just turns his head around and he nibbles away from these trays out there in the front. And yet it says that what? That you only pay mashinenis. Ukama mashinenis, mashinenis, mashazikoloi. You only pay mashinenis and not mashazikoloi as a kashan rav. Look, Rav says machzeres, you pay the full amount. It's like you're a yishus yochid. He already answered it. The kaima bekeren zavis. If you look at the picture over here, you see there's a big street, and the store is right in the corner there when the street narrows. So the animal is walking still on the main street and straight ahead of him. It's not machzeres. This is the case where you mamash according to Rav, it's still the shus rabim, and you say that you are potter. When you see right here, it's right in front. But if you were standing in the mavi katan, it has to be machzeres. But because you're coming in from the mavi gadol into the narrower street, the mavi katan, therefore straight in front of him. Yeah. So therefore, there's no machzeres here. So Rav Eitz Igdam Rav say machzeres. When it comes to machzeres, the animal's in the middle of the street and turns his head around and nibbles away from the side. Kuli amal pligid chayevis. That's considered shus yachid. And your chayiv, keep pligi. You know what Rav Shmuel argue? The mekatze mokem meshuster leshuster rabbi. Another machlekes all together. Let's say that you gave access way, like a little easeway on your property for the people of shuster rabbim to go walk there when you don't have your fruits, when you're not putting your fruits out there. You're on the farm, then you don't mind the people walk there and use it as a shortcut. And now, if you spread this, your payers there, an animal walks in and eats it. V'hachitma. This is the case. Amar Rav, Loishon. This is what Rav says. Loishon uel marzeres. When do we say only by marzeres? That what that animal is chayy because it's like a shus yochid. Avol mekatze mokem l'shus l'shus rabim. If you do this, what you're doing here is the fruits are still mine, but the area is like a shus rabim. I'm allowing everybody. I'm giving everybody an easy way. I'm public, even though it's private. I'm allowing everybody to go there. So it's like I'm making it public. My private landing in public, but the boy, the payers are like a boy because people can trip over it and hurt themselves, or animals can trip over it. So it's like a mafkid reshus, but I'm keeping the boy for myself. Is mekatzim mokum shirabim petuda, the animal is potter. And this is machlek later in Mishmar Bakiva. We'll see later whether if you're mafki or shus and you keep the boy, whether you're chayiv. Rab holds in this case you're a chayiv. If you're chayiv, therefore the owner had no right to put the payers there. And therefore, the animal is potter. Why? Because since you had no right to leave the paters there, once you've mafke your shus, you shouldn't have kept the paters and put the paters. If you did, it's like the owner of the animal has a right to take the paters away from there because it's a streichel, it's a michshul for other people. You're hurting other people, and therefore you're allowed to. Because if somebody would have tripped on those fruits, the owner of the fruits would be chayiv according to Rav. Therefore, the owner of the animal is potter. He's actually doing a service for the community. Shmuel Amar, fill me katz and mokum meshuster. The shuster rabim chayevish, because he holds like the other town that says about that you are that since I originally owned the place and when I built the boy, I built it on my private property. So even though I'm mafkid the shuster around it, it's not a boy b'shuster rabim, and therefore I'm not responsible if anybody falls on it. So therefore the animal has no right to take it, and that's why he holds chayev. This is mamash machlekes tanoim. So what do you have to have Shmuel arguing the exact same machlekes? Let us just say they're arguing the case of a boy and you own the shus and then you mafkid the shus around it. Rav dama potek so a boy b'shus a chayv your chayv and therefore the animal has a right to eat the fruit and that's why the animal is potek. Shmuel am a chayv so a boy b'shus a potek. Om lach rav lo elam lach. I can tell you each one will say I can finish going to both. Lo elam I can tell you that ba'alma I can tell you that a boy b'shus a rabbi b'shus a potek. I can really tell you that a boy in my shus a potek. If a boy demayed a shus on potter, v'shayni hocha, so l'cheide, if a boy demayed a shus on potter, why over here, Is the animal allowed to eat the fruit in Arish Malachayda? The owner of the boat had a right to put his fruits there. Rishayni Hocha, the Omar, he says, Lav kol keminach, you didn't have the right to, the mekarevet lula peresecha shesarabim, you had no right to put your fruit so close to shesarabim, umechayevu teroi, and you invited trouble. And then now you want to hold me responsible and charge me for my animal eating your fruits? Who asked you to put the fruit so close to the shesarabim? Therefore, it's your own fault, you asked for trouble. And that's why Rav says, even according to the one who says that the fruit still belongs to you, the owner of the animal is pata, because you put it there, you placed animals eat, and you put it right next to Shusharabim. What do you want?
What's the status of this when the person allows the people to use this Shus?
It's like Shusharabim.
So I tell you can go through my driver.
But it's not 100%, it's not 100% Shusharabim, because then the show be
he's not
pata.
Mafkir, though. He doesn't give up his rights to the
people. He does. It's a half a hefker. Yeah. If it be a full hefker, then the owner wouldn't have to pay.
Because if you've got a place that's a marketplace, 2 days a week it's a market,
yeah.
Right? So the risk less mandapolitan, so Shusharabim, right? But when you put the stuff out on when it's expected to be market days, what it's really saying is, despite the fact that you're allowed to put it out for the thing, still, if there's a behemoth going to come, then don't expect.
It's more that Taz explains. Taz explains it cannot be hefker. Then hefker will be Rosh Hashanah and mamish, and then we know Shannon Sham is potter. What are you talking about here? I generally allow the public, when there are no fruits there, walk through there. But when the fruits, don't walk there, and that's what it is. So it's like a state of flux.
Which is what I'm saying. It's like traders are allowed to go on the street on market day.
Yeah, exactly.
And a behemoth then goes and eats from their stalls.
That's right. Shmuel says, I who say that the animal is potter, but Alma, boy, b'shut chayiv, really, the boy, b'shut chayiv. Shmuel says that the boy, b'shut chayiv. The b'shleim, boy, he can make me lava the toy. It comes to boy, the guy is responsible because the owner of the animal said, I didn't realize that the paters are there, so my animal tripped, you're responsible. Ela paters, me can make me lava the toy. Hachazilu, paters, you saw, you should have eaten. You should a bite a hole there, something you tripped, so therefore the guy's chayiv didn't notice it. But fruits, you should have noticed it. The owner of the animal should have noticed it and been more careful. Or even if you hold it a boy, you mafkid the shus and you leave the boy, you are chayiv because you didn't notice the hole, but the paters is standing above the ground. So the owner of the paters would be potted if somebody falls over and hurts themselves. Why would you be potted? Because you would have seen the paters, you should have noticed it and been careful. Let us say, Marzeres, this is the discussion between Rav Shmuel about a Marzeres, where the animal turns the head around according to Rav, that one that Rav says, you're chayiv, because it's like you're eating for Shriyach, and Shmuel says, you're potty, because you're standing in Shriyach, and he's got a machlik, it's a name. What's the maise? The Tanya, the Braise, Ochlem, Mitoycha, Chava, if you ate in the middle of the street, Mishalem, Mizmash, and Nenis, you only pay what you had on, no, you don't pay for the damage because you're in the middle of the street. Mitzideh Chava, from the sides of the street, Mishalem is Masheh Zeka, you pay the full damage because it's like a Shazayachit. So that's Machzeres Yechayv. Divri Rameh Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Lezer, I say, Ein Dark Lechel El Halach. It's not common for it to eat. El Halach to go, and it sounds like he's saying,
to trample it.
Yeah, it's so therefore, now that it's eating, it has to pay. No, so it's saying the same thing.
The purpose of the behemoth is there not to eat the fruit. The purpose is to walk through.
Therefore, saying when is it urchei and you're potted only if you're walking, but to turn around and to eat, then you be chayiv because it's not common. So therefore, it sounds like Hashem regbe shusarabim. No, it's exactly the same thing Tanakama is saying, that if you turn around, that you're chayiv because it's not considered shusarabim. Freddy Gemara, Rabbi Yisai Hayne Tanakama, is on the same exact same thing that. Ella Marzeres, you can have a Marzeres where you're standing in the middle of the street, but you turn your head around and you eat. Then the Kamas of a Marzeres, Nami Mishalem, even that also is not Urche, it's like the English of the Yochin Yechayv. Rabbi Yezova, Mishalem is Mashazika. And Rabbi, the Tanakama holds that Marzeres also you pay mashinenis. In other words, since you're walking down the street, it is considered Shazam. And therefore, in this case, you are potter. When are you chayv? Only if the animal itself walks to the side. Only if it walks to the side. And Rabbi Yasi holds Mishalem is Mashahezika, that turning around is really not normal, you gotta pay. So the Chayyim Machlek is Rav Shmuel. Says Rabbi, no, the Kuliyama Machzeres. Everyone agrees that when it comes to Machzeres, if you're out in the middle of the street and turns around, either hold like Rav that you're it's not that was like a Shusha Yochid, you got to pay the full amount, or like Shmuel that holds that it's the still in the standards of Rabbim, you're potter. V'hocha, you know what we're talking about here. Bebiya b'zde acha pligi. You're standing in the middle of the street and you turn and you're not even turning around, even looking forward, and they're arguing what's the definition of zde acha. What's the emphasis? And not if it's a shus rabim and you're potter. And you're a shus rabim, eating a shus rabim, so therefore you're potter. However, master of the other holds, you know, bi'ah b'zei acha means lafuke v'loy b'shus hamazik, but not if you if the animal walks into the shus hamazik and eats the fruits. That's when what do you call it? The yipater. In the shus hamazik. In other words, the owner, the nizik, took his fruits, put it in the mazik's shus, and then the animal mazik eats it. That's when the mazik is potter. No, we're arguing what, along with this whole thing, stam b'shaylin.
That's not a chiddush.
Freddy Gemara, exactly. Pasik leimale, let him tell him peircha b'shus my boy. Let him tell the nizik. What do you bring your fruits in my property? And then you want to have my animals to pay? That doesn't make sense. Bibi the achat, tell me the nizik's a mazik. Ella, that you know what they're arguing about? The ilfa v'rabayisha ike benayu. We said before, ilfa said if an animal stretches his head out and eats from the there's an animal in front of it and it eats from the basket from the animal in front of it, whether it's considered shusha yachir or not. That's the machlekes in that case.
It's food on the back of the
bear. That's right. Or v'rabayisha talking about the animal jumped on top of the animal, which is a little bit abnormal. That's what they're arguing about. A man holds that the animal, the mazik, is in the street. It's always considered rabim potter, even though the animal you're eating from the animal in front of you, or you're jumping, you're still your potter. Shavaregel, you are potter. You only pay mashenenis. Even in the case of ilfa and abayisha. And abayisha says no; those are abnormal cases, jumping up or even eating from another animal, and therefore you are chayiv. Okay, talking about Mishnah, hakelav, a dog, a gedi, a goat, shekoftsu mereisha gag, a dog or a goat that jumped off the roof. The shavru is a kelim and broke a bunch of kelim. Mishalim nezek shalom. You pay the full amount. Bipnesha hein muadin. Because this is therefore warned when they're jumping in. Why? This is called a tulda v'regel. This is a tulda v'regel. As you'll see, hakel of a dog. We had already case before. Shenotul charada took a biscuit, charred biscuit, a burning charred biscuit. V'halach legodish. He went over to somebody's silo granary. Ochalach charada. He ate the charada, which is common. That's shen. The hidlik hagodish, and he lit the warehouse, the granary, which is what, which is kaychay, is ala charada mishal nadishol. For the curd biscuit, you pay the full amount. Could that shen? Godish Mashal Khatinezik, that's Koyach traders, and traders only pay half amount.
What is this motive to what we had before?
This is we had it before from here.
Yeah,
Mishnah. Yeah. Says the Gemara, time the kofts. The whole reason is because the animal jumped. It sounds like because the dog jumped, it's common for the dog to jump. That's regular, and therefore you're chayv. Sounds like Hanafel, the animal would have fallen down. Potter. You are potter. Even though you should never put your dog in the first place if there's no fence up there because you're asking for trouble. Alma, we can learn from here an interesting din. Somebody holds, it's when you had no right to put the dog on the roof in the first place. And you should have known it could have jumped off, and it's common for the animal to jump off. So the chilasa b'shia turned out to be that it ended up that it was on an accident. You are potter. Because in Barbara and Mara Mafkin, we're going to have a machlek is if chilasa b'shia, but chilasa b'shia v'seife ba'oinis. Do we consider it a case of negligence, even though it turned out to be an accident or not? So, from here we see that if it fell down, you'd be potter, because chilasa b'pshita b'ayin is potter. Tanya na mehocha, tackle in this way in the braisa. That a kelev agdi shekov to marei shagag, that jumped off. V'shavro is a kelev, broke the kelev, mishal na zeshom. But nafu p'tur, it says, mefesh the braisa in potter. Fredi gmar, ahonicha, this makes sense. L'mandom, according to the mandom, that says that chilasa b'pshita b'ayin is potter. Makes sense. Okay, so if it fell off, that you're chayiv. So why does the Mishnah talk about a case where you jumped off? Could have said a bigger chiddush, even fell off, that you are why that you're chayiv. My ikal amem, but what are you going to say? Says the Gemara, no, you must be talking about a case. There's no chilasa b'shia. You know why? Going the mikra v'kelim the gabe kaisel. The kelim were now when you jump, it's a distance between you and the wall. But where the kelim were right up against the wall. So therefore, there's no p'shia here because you knew the animal couldn't jump off. So what? But it had turned out to be the animal fell down. When you fall, you don't go for or fall a big distance. You fall down, so you can fall straight down. You plop down. So therefore, just a mamshah case of oinu, that's a potter. The mekirim kelim have a case of the chikavtsi b'kfitza leinofila. Had he jumped, he would not have fallen on it. V'afilu t'chilas b'shia lekes, not t'chilas b'shia. Amar Rav Zvi, it says Rav Zvi, Mashmei. Taste, you already asked, then the whole Gemara doesn't make sense. If Naflu is only if the Kelim are right next to the wall, and Kvitsa is only the Kelim are far away from the wall, so how can it be Chilasa B'Shir Zohar B'Aynus? No, what are you saying? The Vedic Gemara looks for that.
How can you ever have
if it's Chilasa B'Shir because of Kvitsa, which means that there's, let's say, a yard or a meter away from the wall, then if it fell down, how did it break the Kelim? So Taze learns it was, let's say, it takes a yard to jump. You fall down pretty much straight in the wall, and this is right between a yard and the middle, right in the middle. So you could have either hit it jumping or hit it by falling. Sometimes I feel naflu that even fell down. Even the one who holds chiloshle b'pshia, let's say, wasn't this in the wall? It could be that if it fell down, even you hold tight chiloshle b'pshia, safe b'ainus potter, it could be that you'd be chayiv. How? Mishkachla, we find in a case. That it's not such an anus. The entire wall of the house is rickety, and you shouldn't know that. And it fell down because you never fixed the fence. So therefore, even the falling, even the accident, is slightly in your negligence. And therefore, it's chilasa b'pshia and v'seif b'pshia. So think about a mini. What do you mean? The boy lay lasuke dated enough. What are you telling me? That what? That he should have known that it was going to fall down. Yisayv loy nafal archi. The Nafal Inu, what happens if the wall itself didn't fall down? Okay, you tell me it's a weak wall, but the wall didn't fall down. It was the animal that fell down. So at the end, it was an anus. You're right, he should have known that the wall itself can collapse any moment, but the wall didn't collapse. So what happened? The dog fell down. So there's still Tchilas B'Shev Anus. So why, if you hold the Tchilas B'Shev Anus, why would you be chayiv in this case? So it says, So it's very, very narrow.
So the animal will go on top of the wall.
No. Since there's a very narrow roof, or the space for an animal is very narrow, you should have known that it's quite possible for the dog to stand on top of the wall rather than in the space on the roof, because it's very narrow on the roof, and the dog feels more free on the wall. And if it was standing on the wall, it's quite possible. Exactly. And it's quite possible that it'll fall down. And therefore, or the wall, or another pshat, actually, the wall is on a slope, so therefore it's quite inevitable that the animal will fall down. So it's chilas b'pshia v'seifa b'pshia, this case. If you have a dog or a goat, shedolgu mimata lemaila, they jumped upwards, then that's not normal. Pturi in the potter, you're potter from nezek shalom, because it's not a normal case of an egel, but you're like a keren, intentionally you're trying, you know, to cause damage, and therefore you be chayv chatzin nezek. But lemaila lemata, if a dog jumps downwards, then chayavin, then you chayavin. Why you chayav? Because that's a normal way, so that's an egel, you pay the nezek shalom. Adam v'tanigel, a person or a rooster, shadogu, that jumped. Beimel mile lamata. When it comes to tanigel, it makes no difference downwards or upwards. It's always common, and therefore you're always chayavin. That's the regel yichayiv. And an adam also, even though a person might not be, we'll see in a minute. But the idea by person, even let's say it's not common to jump up, is chayiv. Says the Gemara. But Tanya, didn't we learn Hakele v'Hagdi? We learned in the Braise that if a dog or a goat should dogu that jumped, Beimel Mail Lamata, Beimel Matra Mail, whichever way it goes, upwards or downwards, Tura Potter. So the fate is that even if they jump downwards, which you're saying is common, the Potter as well. Tagma Rapapa learns the Ofich Mepech. That they didn't behave, the dog did not behave its natural way, and neither did the goat behave its natural way. How did the Kalba do his kida by jumping? And dogs generally don't jump. Dogs generally like to put their feet up against the wall or something, but instead the dog jumped, which is not normal. And Gadya, the goat, did Tzricha, put its feet against the wall, which is normally what the dog's behavior. Goats normally jump, and instead this time they just put it against the wall. And therefore both of them behaved in an abnormal way, and that's why they are always put, even going down, whatever it is, they are putter. I might turn in. Okay, so if you're Mishun, you're Kedin, you should be half a Nezik. What are you telling me, you're puttering Anson? And for the Gemara, putter and Nezik, Shalom, but Chayovim, Mechati Nezik. Of course, you have to pay, but what? Like Kedin, you pay Chati Nezik. Tomorrow's Gemara is very, you say, Zik Gemara, the next couple of lots, so learn Ashi's Gemara tomorrow.